Hi, welcome to An Artist's Journey, the podcast about creating and thriving as an artist. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, an artist and writer, and I'm living the artist's life. So let's get started. Hey there, welcome to episode 3 of An Artist's Journey podcast. I'm your host, Malcolm Dewey, and I'm going to get straight into this podcast about why artists should be blogging. Or maybe you think that it's not necessary to blog at all, and all you have to do is produce your fantastic art. Well, it sure does help to produce great art, but everybody needs to get more eyeballs on their art. And promoting your art through your website is currently probably the best way for new artists to be found. So the question is blogging still relevant today? We're talking about 2017, and we're looking at changes in the marketing industry, the growth of video, for instance. Is writing a blog still going to do good things for your business? I just want to recount perhaps a little bit about my experience with blogging. I really started blogging with serious intention, if you could say, from about 2012. With hindsight, I'm so relieved that I did start blogging back then, and all the mistakes that I made, pretty much made every possible mistake you could come up with. That all was a work in progress for me. Blogging wasn't my greatest focus right from the start. Producing quality art is still my number one focus. But what has blogging done for me over the past 5 or so years? And I think number one is it's helped to raise my profile so that other artists and collectors have found my website, found my art through my blog. And that's a very simple thing to check through your analytics that's on whatever platform you're going to be using. You'll be able to see what articles people are coming back to, what keywords they've used to find your website. And obviously, some articles are more popular than others. For instance, an article I wrote about 3 years ago now, is still producing some of my biggest visits on my blog, and I can quite easily simply see that from my analytics. So you don't perhaps grasp when you're writing out your article and sweating over that, the impact that one single good article could make for your future. This is a way of getting Google and other search engines to give you more attention. If you've written a good article covering several topics or a key topic that people are looking for, there is a good chance that your article will be found. And especially if it's a good one and it's shared and it's getting more visits, it's going to be bumped up by Google all the time. Obviously, it's not just as simple as writing an article and publishing it, but it is the critical start. So in future podcasts, I'll go into ways to optimize your articles so that they are found through search engines. But right now, the consideration of should you start writing a blog or not, that is what we're going to look at. Another important factor which you'll hear about is raising your profile as an expert in your field. So if you're an oil painter or a landscape painter, or you want to drill down to a specific niche, blogging is a great way to do that because you will write articles on that niche topic. Your expertise will improve and people will view you as somebody who knows what they're talking about. And you can prove it through your articles and in the work that you're producing. The two complement each other. Okay, you've decided that a blog would be a good idea and it's going to help your business. What would be the number one mistake In my view, the number one mistake is deciding to start blogging without the passion for that subject. It might be an idea to find a trending topic in your field and devote your blog to that, but trends come and go very quickly. You need to approach your blog for the long haul. It is a long-term project. And why do I say that? When some people are churning out blogs through ghostwriters and various other ways and getting a mass of content right at the start and putting that out there, and they seem to be doing well from that. Well, when I look at those approaches of trying to game the system, I take it with a pinch of salt. Look, the thing with being an artist is that it's not a fly-by-night operation. If you really are an artist and devoted to your work, you're going to be doing this for a long time, the rest of your life, hopefully. So keep on with a blogging strategy that is looking ahead and is going to grow with you as your art career develops. So there's perhaps nothing worse than visiting a website and seeing an abandoned blog. You know, you've seen that so often, and it's now in 2017, and you see the last blog article is dated somewhere in 2015. You're going to realize that this person has abandoned their blog, and that reflects badly on the person's entire approach to their business. You don't want to do that. If you do decide to abandon your blog and you just cannot justify it any longer, rather remove the page entirely so it's not pulling down the rest of your website. What do we get with a blog? Well, you got your article, hopefully something substantial to read, preferably in the region of about 700 to 1,000 words, for instance, is a good article size. It has a selection of keywords around your topic. You've got a good headline based on those keywords as well, a catchy headline that's not a clickbait but is a genuine article. You've got a good image, maybe even a video to illustrate it, but at least a good header image and a well laid out article in short paragraphs with subheadings. And then hopefully you've got a call to action at the end for the reader to do something, even if it's to put on a comment, like or share, join your mailing list, check out a course you've produced or a book you've got. So that would be a very rough outline. But in future podcasts, we'll go into that structure as well. I want to also emphasize that a consistent blog also lends credibility to you as an artist who's going to be producing art consistently and of good quality. It really does show that you are passionate about your topic, passionate about your art, and that you've got something to say. As things develop over time and you get to know your subjects even better through consistent blogging, you'll be able to open other doors as well. Teaching your art, turning selections of blog articles into short books over time, maybe a lengthy book, and you can market that book as well. I've had a few opportunities to create spin-off products from my blog as well, including a book and including courses and videos for my YouTube channel. So they all sort of interrelate. The brochure-type website is long gone. Right? There's nothing worse than visiting a brochure website. It's static, it's boring, there's too much text, and there's really nothing to grab a visitor's attention. And those are pretty much abandoned very quickly. So how do you get people to stick around on your website a little longer? Well, a blog is a great way to do that. Now, one blog article has a lot more potential than just being a collection of sentences on a page. You can turn that article into a short video, and I recommend you check out a great service called Lumen 5. That's L-U-M-E-N 5. And they automatically create short videos through an RSS feed from your blog, and you can customize that video, download it, and add it to your blog, as well, and obviously upload it to YouTube, upload the video to Facebook, and so on. So one article has a life of its own, and then you've also created a video which you can promote at a later stage. You can create a podcast based on your video, or based on your article rather, and create maybe a SlideShare using slideshare.net. Fantastic opportunity to create excellent content with great potential. Turn that presentation into a video as well. You could screen capture your SlideShare and make a video that you can do a voiceover as well. So once you've used all of these potential ways to recreate one blog post, you realize you have material for an entire month. You can go back to old blog posts as well once you've been blogging for a while and do the same thing with them. So there's plenty of scope. You don't have to churn out a 1,000-word blog post once a week. You can just build on one pillar post, as it were, and develop that. And if you see you're getting a lot of traction on a particular article, you can consider maybe doing a short course, maybe a short 3-video course on that topic, and using that as a lead magnet to build up your email list. So an email list is a critical part of any online presence. And as you can see, your blog can be used as an introduction or the top of the funnel, leading to generating more leads for your business. In the long term, you are going to be building up a solid amount of content that's going to be discovered through search for years to come. And your profile in your art industry and in your particular niche will naturally and organically improve over time as well. That increased credibility and visibility online is something that you can continue to build on in years to come. If you enjoy the idea of writing and you find that the other creative elements that blogging offers is attractive to you, then have a go at starting a blog. There are many platforms you can use. I go into this in more detail in a book I wrote on visual content marketing. It's called The Art of Content Marketing, and you can find that on Amazon or Kobo. Just make a start. Commit to the next month. Write down a series of topics. If you use keyword searches and try and establish a topic, we'll also go into that in future episodes. But right now, I'd encourage you to make a start. Sit down with a pen and paper, jot down ideas that appeal to you. What would you like to talk about? What do you want to know? Maybe you want to research something and get to know a topic a bit better and write an article about it. How to type ideas or a review is always a popular thing. And also, don't forget, people want to know a little bit more about you as an artist, and the blog is a great way to do that without any real pressure. Don't get somebody to write the articles for you. Do it yourself. You're speaking about yourself, speaking from the heart, something that is personal to you. So write a few articles, and next time we'll look into how to publish and optimize these articles. So I hope that this has given you some inspiration to have a go with blogging and see that it can be relevant to your business. Just get started. I think that's the lesson for today. Go for it and have fun. And if you want to drop me a line, let me know how it goes, please do that. And don't forget, you can get more information or more help on developing a blogging strategy on my website at markanddeweyfineart.com. Just look for art marketing, and also in my book, The Art of Content Marketing, which you can find on Amazon and Kobo. There we go. I hope you enjoy that episode. Please, if you did, like and share it. And I'll say cheers for now, and we'll see you soon.